If you receive a different spirit, if a different gospel which you did not accept, you do well to tolerate him. What are you saying? You who told the Galatians, if anyone preaches another gospel to you than what you have received, let him be condemned. Now you say, you do well to tolerate him? And yet for this reason it would be more appropriate not to tolerate but to recoil from them. But if they say the same things, it is appropriate to tolerate them. So why do you say, because they say the same things, it is not right to tolerate them? For he says, if they said other things, it would be appropriate to tolerate them. Let's then pay close attention, for the danger is great and the precipice deep if men disregard this carelessly, and what is said here opens the door to all the heresies. What then is the meaning of these words? Those people seem to brag as if the apostles taught incompletely, and they were introducing something more than the apostles. For it is likely that with much pointless chatter, they were introducing nonsense to cover up these doctrines. And that's why he mentioned the serpent and Eve, who was fooled by the expectation of learning more. And referring to this in the previous letter also, he said, now you are rich, you have reigned as kings without us. And again, we are fools for Christ's sake, but you are wise in Christ. Because it's likely that using non-spiritual wisdom, they talked a lot idly. What he's saying is this, that if these people said anything more and preached a different Christ who should have been preached, but we left it out, you do well to tolerate them. For this reason, he added, whom we did not preach. But if the main points of the faith are the same, what more do you have from them? For whatever they might say, they would say nothing more than what we have said. And notice how carefully he states the case, for he did not say, if the newcomer says anything more. For they did say something more, giving lengthy speeches with more authority and with much eloquence of language. That's why he didn't say this. But what? The newcomer preaches another Jesus, something that didn't need all those words, or you receive a different spirit, meaning makes you richer in grace, or a different gospel which you did not accept, you do well to tolerate him. But consider, I beg you, how he consistently uses such definitions that show that nothing very significant, or indeed anything more, was presented by them. For when he had said, if the newcomer preaches another Jesus, he added, whom we did not preach, and you receive a different spirit, he followed with, which you did not receive, or a different gospel, he added, which you did not accept, by all these showing that it's right to listen to them, not just if they say something more, but if they said anything more which should have been said and was left out by us. But if it should not have been said and was thus not said by us, or if they say only the same things as we, why are you so in awe of them? And yet if they say the same things, someone says, why do you stop them? Because by being insincere, they introduce different doctrines. However, he doesn't say this for now, but later asserts it when he says, they pretend to be apostles of Christ. Currently, he's pulling the disciples from their authority by less blatant considerations, and not out of envy for them, but for the sake of these disciples. Otherwise, why doesn't he stop Apollos, who was nonetheless a learned man, powerful in the scriptures, but even entreats him and promises he'll send him? Because in addition to his learning, he also preserved the integrity of the doctrines. But the opposite was true with these others. And so he fights with them and criticizes the disciples for being awestruck by them, saying, if we omitted anything that should have been said and they supplied it, we don't stop you from listening to them. But if everything has been fully explained by us and nothing left out, how did they capture you? Therefore, he also adds,